हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योगा टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदम श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासदी गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। सगा यज्ञ प्रजसृष्ट्वे पूर्ववाच प्रजापतिः अनेन प्रसावेश्यध्वम् ईशवो अष्ट इष्टकामदृक्। सगा यज्ञ प्रजासृष्ट्वा पूर्ववाच प्रजापतिः अनेन प्रसाविष्यद्वम् ईशवो अष्ट इष्टकामदृक्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। द बिगिनिंग ऑफ क्रिएशन द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल क्रिएचर सेंड फोर्थ जनरेशन ऑफ मेन एंड डेमिगॉड्स अलॉन्ग विद अ सैक्रिफाइस फॉर विष्णु and bless them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam सक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्युति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणिं निर्विशेषशून्यवादिपाशातदेशतारिणिं पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। यं ब्रह्मावरणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदैः साङ्खपदक्रम उपनिषद्गायन्ति यं सामगम् ध्यानावस्थितदद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशन्तं नाविदुसुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। दिस श्लोक कृष्ण इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हाउ वी कैन बी हैप्पी इवन इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड। मेनी टाइम्स people will ask the question, if Krishna, if Vishnu is a supreme God, then why it looks only some people are worshipping Krishna or Vishnu? So answer to this question we can understand in two ways. For example, if we see fish market, there will be a lakhs of people will be going to the fish market to buy a fish. But how many people are going to the diamond shop or gold shop? Fish market, people go every day. They will go and buy. Even if you have 100 rupees, that's enough to buy fish. But if you want to buy gold or diamond, it's required a lot of money. Only those people are rich. Those people are having a money to buy a gold, they will go to gold shop. Similarly, to worship the Supreme Lord Krishna, it's required lot of pious. If you can understand, one who even chant the name of Krishna one time, it required lot of punya, lot of pious activities. Only the pious people, they can chant the holy name of Krishna, they can hear Bhagavad Gita, they can go to temple of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. If people are in sinful activities, if they are too much addicted to sinful activities, they cannot even utter the word of Krishna even once in their life, if they are so sinful. So from this understand, we can understand, it does not mean that fish market, many people are going to the fish market, the fish is more valuable than diamond. So this is one way we can understand. Then second way, when we see that we are looking only this material world, but as we explained yesterday, there are 14 planetary system. We are living in only one planetary system, the name called Earth. But there are lower planetary systems, 7 lower planetary systems, and we are in earthly planet. Above us, there are 6 planetary systems is there. So this 14 planetary system, and like this, there are so many Brahmandas are there. So this 14 planetary system, it's like a mustard seed, one mustard seed. If you have the bag of mustard seed, there will be a lot of mustard is there in the mustard seed is there in the bag. Similarly, in this material world, there are so many planets like this ball, it is a floating. So many andas are there, so many material world is a floating. So these all material planets, it is a 1/4 of the total creation. Total creation means there is spiritual world, there is a material world. In the spiritual world is a 375% is the spiritual world. Only 25% is actually this material world. This material world, so many planets are there. So in the 75% of the people in the 75%, they are in spiritual world. They are devoted to only Krishna. Those who are devotee of Krishna, those who are very pure, only those people can go to Vaikuntha Lokas. This Vaikuntha Lokas is a covered 75% of the people. Only 25% of the people are roaming in this material world. Even among these, if you go to Magar Loka, Jana Loka, Tapa Loka and Brahma Loka, majority of the people, they will be worshipping Krishna, Vishnu only. Krishna only. So in that way, if you see, more than 90% of the people will be in the total creation will be worshipping the Supreme Lord. Maybe in this planetary system only few people are worshipping, some people are worshipping. But when we see the total material creation, there will be more than 85-90% of the people are worshipping Krishna. So in this way, even whether one we worship or not worship, the Supreme is Supreme as per the Shastra. So so every living entity, originally we were all living in Vaikuntha planet along with Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Wherever there are, in even in spiritual world, there are so many planets are there. Where the Lord Rama is living in Ayodhya, there is a place in spiritual world called Ayodhya. Lord Rama along with his associate, they will be living in the Ayodhya. The devotee of Krishna, they will go to Dwaraka, or they will go to Goloka Vrindavanam, where the gopis and Radharani, they will be, and Mother Yashoda, like the village atmosphere. Just like when you go to Vrindavan here in this material world nearby Delhi, whatever you see, everything, the original is there in Goloka Vrindavanam. Krishna will be playing in his flute with a cow, and along with his friends, gopis and Radharani, they will be very happily, they will be playing in Goloka Vrindavan. If you go to Dwaraka, Krishna, like in Dwaraka, he is in the form of the king, Lakshmi, Rukmani, Satyabhama, all people will be there in Dwaraka. So in this way, there are so many planetary system is there in the material spiritual world. When you go to, if you go to Vaikuntha, there is one planet called, one place called Narayana is living. Those who worship very dedicated. Some people, even among the worshipping the Vishnu, they have, some people they worship Lord Narayana. Those addicted to Narayana, form of the Lord, they will go to where Lord Narayana is residing. So in this way, originally all the living entity, we were in spiritual world, we were enjoying with the Lord Krishna. But suddenly, what we thought, why the Supreme Lord is enjoying, why he is a Supreme, why I should not become Supreme. In the spiritual world, everybody will be serving Krishna, and they are eternally, they are always very, very blissful and joyful. But we were thinking, why I should serve Krishna and be happy? I can become happy without serving him. So in this way, we are envious of Supreme Personality Godhead. So when we are very much envious of the Supreme Lord, then what he thought, okay, my dear living soul, this is not the place for you to become envy. If you wanted to enjoy without serving me, no problem. If you want to become the hero Ishwara, then okay, you go to material world. The Krishna is created this 14 planetary system. Wherever you want, you go, whichever the species you want to become dog, or you want to become cat, or you want to become human being or demigod, whatever the form you want, you go on enjoying this material world. So in this way we come to this material world. Just like when the government, if the people are not obeying the rules and regulation of the government, what the government will do, he will capture them and put it in the jail. Okay, you go and live in the jail. So in this way, this is a 14 planetary system. Actually, it is a called one kind of jail. So Supreme Lord sent them here. So we were actually suffering in this material world. But the Lord is so merciful, just like if the, even we can say day-to-day life, some children are very, very miscreant. They don't want to live with the parents. They always say, I will go out of the house, I will go out of the house. In this way, some children are very, very naughty. They will go out of the house somewhere. They say, I will go, I know how to work, how to earn money, how to live happy. So in this way, they will run away from the house. But the parents are, they will be worrying so much. Oh, my dear, my son is gone. When he will come back, when he will come back. In this way, the Lord also, the Supreme Lord also, thinking, oh, this fellow, this living entity gone to this material world, when he will come back, when he will come back, this way he also waiting. So the parents, if the son or daughter is run away from the house, they will search, where is my son is there, whether he is getting food or not. So if luckily, if the parents, they found out that his children is somewhere, if the children is not getting anything, they will send something to the children. Similarly, the Supreme Lord also, when he created this material world, then he sent he created the demigods along with a sacrifice. There's a demigod and the Lord and the sacrifice. If the human being, if they perform sacrifice, they can become very, very happy even in this material world. For example, without sacrifice, the demigods, they will not produce anything. It is explained in the Shastra, when we perform the yajna, the rain will come automatically. The earth will produce perfectly. Now the problem, nobody is doing sacrifice, nobody doing worshipping the Supreme Lord or Indra. Indra is the controller of the rain. And when we perform the sacrifice, the Lord Indra will send the rain perfectly. And Mother Earth, what is happening? Because people are doing so many sinful activities, the Mother Earth withdraw the strength. Even if you withdraw the whatever the crops is not producing nowadays. If you see, all grounds are very fertile now, not producing any grains. Because Mother Earth is withdraw everything. In those days, even we are doing agriculture in our family. And when I was in children, I could see so many water. There is no problem of the water. And when the grains will come so much. Nowadays, there is no grain at all. No rain and no grains. So in this way, when we are not performing the sacrifice, we will not get anything from the nature. So then what will happen? We will be suffering. Just like if somebody give us the boat, oh sir, please take this boat and go to other side and be happy. What we are doing, while going, we don't know how to drive this boat. Then we fall down in the water and the struggling. So, but Krishna in this shloka very nicely explained, he sent for the demigods along with the sacrifice. And he blessed them, be happy, perform the sacrifice. And be happy, whatever you required, everything the nature will provide, everything the God will provide. Only thing you have to perform sacrifice. But we don't know how to drive the boat. The boatman, he explained to us, you drive in this way, this is the rules and this is the regulation. You drive this boat very nicely, this boat will take you to other side, you can become happy. But unfortunately, we don't know how to drive boat. We didn't follow the rules and regulation of this boatman. We were driving our own. Then we fall down on the water and struggling. Oh, I'm suffering, I'm suffering, I'm suffering. So in this way, we are suffering in this material world so much. So we have to perform the sacrifice. In this age of Kali, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, In this age of Kali, the chanting the holy name of Krishna is the best sacrifice. Because Krishna, here Prabhupada explaining, Krishna is a Shriyapadi, Yajyapadi, Prajapadi, Diyampadi, Lokapadi, Darapadi, Padir Gadir Chandanga, Vrishni Satvatam, Prasidatam, Bhagavan, Satampatihi. Srila Sukadeva Goswami praying in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shriyapadi, Krishna is a Shriyapadi, Yajyapadi, Prajapadi, everything, he is the master of all the masters. So that's why we should chant the name of his holy name. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared, he is a Krishna himself, he appeared in this world 500 years ago to propagate the Sankirtana movement, because doing Sankirtana is the best sacrifice in this age of Kali. Srila Prabhupada quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sangopangasra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtanai Praya Rajantigi Sumedasaha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years back, along with his associate Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Advaita Acharya and Srivasacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhara Pandit and Srivas Thakur, plus along with so many associates that appeared in this material world 500 years back to teach the people how to do Nama Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he is a Krishna himself, he become, because in this age of Kali, Krishna knows that many people, if he say Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an incarnation of Krishna, then in this age of Kali, many people will cheat. Many people will say, I am also incarnation of Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not declare himself as an incarnation of Krishna, but he become the devotee of Krishna, because everybody will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then everybody will be saying, I am the incarnation, I am the avatar, I am the this. So many people will be coming out like this. So to avoid this problem, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he is a supreme Lord himself, because he also like a Krishna, he shown Vishwarupa to Arjuna. How he created and all the demigods, when Krishna is his own Vishwarupa and Arjuna become bewildered, and all the Devi, Devatas, everything is there within the Vishwarupa of Krishna. So similarly, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years back, he shown Vishwarupa to his devotees. But still, he did not tell outside. If somebody says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately says, no, I am not Supreme Lord, I am the devotee of Lord Krishna. Even though Krishna himself, he come to this world to teach the people how to chant the holy name, how to live happily. For example, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to this world, he did not bring any weapons. If we see Lord Vishnu having the Sudarshana Chakra, with the Sudarshana Chakra, within a second he can kill all the people in this material world, all the sinners he can kill. So everybody brought one weapon along with him, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he did not bring any weapons, because he is a Namo Mahavadanya. He is a very very merciful incarnation of Krishna, because in this age of Kali, everyone is doing sinful activities. To whom to kill, whom to protect, everybody is doing sinful activities. That's why if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started killing everybody, he will kill everybody. So because everybody is doing sinful activities, that's why he become very merciful, and he is killing only the bad character which is there in our heart, which is there in our mind. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the holy name, and he is killing all our bad mentality which is there in our heart. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned, in this age of Kali, we should chant the holy name. That is the best sacrifice, and it's a very very effective sacrifice. At least we should chant the holy name 108 times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this Srila Prabhupada quotes, Sumedasaha, Ajantihi Sumedasaha. Who will perform this, who will chant this holy name? Only Sumedasaha. Medha means intelligent. Sumedha means very, very intelligent. If those who are very, very intelligent, they only chant the holy name of Krishna. But other people, they will ignore. Hey, what is this? These people are always chanting the holy name and saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What will get it? We will go and watch at least cricket, we will become happy. They don't know what is Sumedhasaka means. They are not sufficiently intelligent to understand which is good. Krishna very clearly says in this sloka, we have to perform sacrifice. When we perform sacrifice, then everything we will get it. Just like a boatman, if you drive according to rules and regulation of the boat will move forward, we can go happily. If we are not following the rules and regulation, if we jump from the boat, you know, we are not supposed to jump from the boat. If we jump from the boat, we will be in the ocean. We cannot become happy. So, similarly, the Supreme Lord, whatever the rules and regulation He set, when we follow accordingly, when we chant the holy name, this is the best sacrifice in this age of Kali. Krishna says, if we follow the sacrifice, if we perform the sacrifice, then the Mother Earth will produce so much. Even 1 acre is sufficient to feed so many people. The Mother Earth, if Mother Earth is happy, she will produce a lot of grains. Then the so much rain will come, people will not suffer. But unfortunately, now people are not doing any sacrifice, not chanting the holy name. We can see practically the suffering is keep on increasing. So, Srila Prabhupada, to give at least some percentage of the people to give happiness, he created this International Society for Krishna Conscious by systematically preaching and systematically giving the holy name to everywhere. Practically, Hare Krishna people are going everywhere and tell them, please chant the holy name. Because when we chant the holy name, we can become even happy in this material world. Then we can go to spiritual world and enjoy eternally. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Om Tat Sat.